Okay.
Hey guys.
Yeah.
Let's do an intro.
Check.
All right, so what's on the plate today, so to speak?
Welcome to
episode What's for Dinner?
Corn.
I think it is corn.
We should get royalties from this company in the UK.
Either that or sued. One of the two. Either we should get royalties or sued into oblivion.
We could claim as many royalties as they ask for us in their suit.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Yeah. That'll all work out. Mycoprotein.
All right.
Sounds delicious.
All right, what the fuck, boys? What the fuck?
Well, a question that one of our MySpace friends brought up, and she was asking what I thought the differences between Canadians and Americans were.
I can tell you one difference. Generally, Canadians live in Canada. Americans live in the U.S., generally.
Yeah, that's kind of how it all started. T-Bone and Luke, you agree with that one?
Yeah, usually that's true.
There is a geographical element, certainly.
Component, one might say.
Component. Mm-hmm. Let's all say it. Component.
Component.
Fuck, you guys actually listen to him? He just tells you to say it, and you just repeat it like a bunch of fucking morons.
What are you saying by that? What do you mean by that?
Well, I'll leave that to you to figure out.
Okay. You know, this reminds me of something I read, and I don't know if it's true or not. I haven't checked anything out to see if it's, like, bullshit or not. But there's an email I got this week that said Keith Urban was doing a concert down in the States, and he said, if there's any Canadians in the audience, can you please stand up? And so whoever in the audience was Canadian stood up, and then he asked them to leave because Canadians aren't supporting the troops in Iraq, so that...
Holy shit.
Yeah. And Keith Urban, he's a country singer. I haven't checked to see if it's true or not, but there's an email going around because they're trying to get people to stop buying his albums because he made this comment or whatever. At least that's what they're stating. Sounds made up.
Let's assume it's true.
Okay.
That sounds like a good idea.
I didn't see anything that said it wasn't true, so let's say it's true.
Sounds good.
I was... what would you do if you were at that concert?
I probably wouldn't have stood up in the first place because I'm a shy Canadian.
You're a wuss, basically, is what you're saying.
Yeah, I'm a wuss.
Yeah.
Like, do you think Americans think of Canadians that way? Like... Don't they know we've had a number of people get killed over there in our efforts to help out with things?
We stayed out of Iraq, though. Yeah, we went into Afghanistan.
I just found this on an Urban Legends reference site.
Snopes?
So, yeah, it's total bullshit, it turns out.
Well, Keith Urban just dodged a bullet, let me tell you. He was about to get an ultimatum. From yours truly.
Would it have been as scary as our ultimatum to Conan O'Brien?
It, on par, at least.
I've got to say, I've been to the States a few times, and I've never gotten the impression from anyone I've spoken to that there's any kind of hatred towards Canadians by Americans.
No, I think the reason there isn't is because they never think about us. We're so insignificant to them that it doesn't matter.
Which is cool.
Along with the rest of the world. I think that they've
right.
just...
Yeah.
Yeah.
What does Switzerland think?
Okay. Switzerland? No, we don't matter either. We're neutral.
No, just what do you think about Canadians? Money. You're in Switzerland.
Just give us your money. That's all that matters. We'll keep it nice and safe until the Nazis arrive.
Fucking Nazis.
Yeah.
Maybe we should transfer our rage from Keith Urban to the Nazis.
Good idea.
You guys really think it's a good idea to get them on our bad side? Us four personally.
Well, maybe don't point that out to them.
I'm sure
that they should come after the four of us specifically.
Our legion of fans supports us as well.
Do we have
That's true.
Legion?
I think you need is three to have a legion.
Oh,
so I think we have a legion.
Three? Do we have three?
Yeah.
Well, there's four of us.
There's sexy boys, girls.
I hate us.
Oh, damn. Well, maybe there's only three of us then that are supporting us.
Inventions and shit.
Inventions and shit.
My three favorite inventions of all time are toilet paper, for obvious reasons, I think.
What would those be?
Well, you don't have to keep a potted plant in your toilet, in your bathroom.
It's lovely, though.
So that you could use leaves. And I bet leaves would really gum up the system anyway.
Like your system?
Nice. You have to eat a lot more roughage to get a clean break.
Okay.
Toilet paper's good, man. They even have you guys
I'll take
seen
your word
these,
for it.
These new, they're like wet wipes for your ass. Have you seen them?
Yeah.
That's pretty
John cool. has them.
I'm
really?
But I had them for a while, yeah.
You're such a bitch.
My roommate, when I had a roommate, like, whatever, a year ago or something, he used to have those. He had the option. He had toilet paper and those. So
for the really fussy ones.
Yeah, for a while when I... when I first had my place, I kind of had the option there as well. Because I thought, you know, that's kind of nice.
It's very
Give people
nice.
The option. But then I ran out of them and I haven't got any more. So.
It's kind of effeminate, though, don't you think?
I never thought so, but maybe so.
You know what? I don't like toilet paper.
Really?
Yeah. It put the bidet industry right out of business.
Did you have a lot invested in bidets?
I've never even used one. I'd love to.
Oh. Huh.
So you're just concerned for those people, then?
It sounds refreshing.
I've never understood the bidet thing, because you get on, you squat over this thing, and this water comes up. But how do you know that your ass is clean? Because you just wipe yourself with a towel afterwards. And if you haven't done a good enough job, you're going to get shit all over your towel. That's no good.
Yeah, well, I've never actually used one, so I didn't even know about the towel bit. But
yeah,
I wondered
neither.
About the same thing. Like, I kind of thought, you know, how do you know? Well, yeah, actually, I guess if I'd have thought about it long enough, I'd have thought, yeah, you're going to have to get the water off your ass.
Maybe there's a mirror on the bottom of the bidet. So you
no.
can see how clean your ass is.
I mean, all you have to do, you just use some toilet paper.
Yeah, exactly. Maybe that's why the industry failed, was that it was totally...
Why don't we just make these wipes wet and use that? That's a portable bidet right there. That's what you got in
there
your
There you
bathroom.
Go, yeah.
Much better idea.
Well, that's been solved.
Okay, so for less than obvious reasons, toilet paper. Go on.
Okay. My second choice is vulcanized rubber.
Okay.
Because that's useful for, like... condoms and surgical gloves and tires and hockey pucks, all kinds of shit.
That took the wheel to the next level.
Yeah, exactly. So that was a good invention. And until they figured out how to vulcanize it, it would become brittle in winter at cold temperature. So that was
And that's good. Not good.
Yeah, so that was a truly awesome
invention. What does vulcanize mean?
I think they add sulfur to the latex from the rubber tree. The
rubber tree, yeah.
And it makes it resistant to cold temperature somehow.
Cool.
And the etymology is from the is it one of the pagan gods of volcano, wasn't it?
I thought you were talking about the etymology of rubber.
Oh, no, of vulcanized.
Yes, I think you're right. I think it's from the god Vulcan. Smart.
Nice.
You are. Wise in the ways of rubber.
I like the rubber.
My third favorite invention is something I actually only stumbled upon since coming to Switzerland. It's Quorn. Q-U-O-R-N.
I love corn on the cob.
It's cream corn.
It's mycoprotein. It's this fungus, basically, that they can grow in vats. And it's like tofu, but way, way better. It's a really good source of protein, but the texture is more like chicken. So it's a way for people like me who really like the texture and flavor of meat to become sort of vegetarians. Because we don't, you know, you can go to this stuff and it's way better than tofu. So I think if more people eat this stuff, then we can take a whole pile of shit out of the, like, we would go through way fewer cows, and that would be really good for the environment.
So tofu's from soy, but what's this from? It's just a
it's a mycoprotein. It's a kind of fungus, basically.
Make it beef-like as well, or is it pretty much chicken-like?
Well, you'd have to flavor it. The reason I say it's chicken-like is because of the texture.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's like stringy a bit.
Could they make it like turkey?
You can flavor it however you want by adding artificial flavors. They make like schnitzels out of it and stuff.
Well, I mean turkey textured.
I don't know.
Isn't that pretty close to chicken textured?
I don't know. I didn't know, so I thought I'd ask the question and someone would clarify.
And in the end, I just asked another question.
Yeah.
So it didn't help you at all.
Mystifying. No. Anyway, it's a good invention, but it's pretty fucking expensive.
Really? Like how expensive? Because
the copyright is owned by one company, apparently.
Oh.
Yeah.
Somebody else has got to figure out a similar.
It's cheaper than beef in Switzerland because everything in Switzerland is so fucking expensive. So it's still pretty cheap, but, you know.
Yeah, what's up with that country anyways? Why is everything so fucking expensive there?
I don't know. It's a good question.
It's the mountains.
It's because we have so much money.
But then their chocolate would be cheap. And
the chocolate's so cheap.
It's not. So you should try and live on chocolate and corn. I feel like Carol Channing when
corn.
I say that.
Everybody come over for some corn in Switzerland. We need more Carol Channing.
Yeah,
we should start a segment where everybody has to speak like Carol.
Okay, wouldn't that be fun? How come I'm not getting this?
That's so funny.
So that was our episode, Corn for Dinner.
And I'm stuffed. Is that the name of the episode?
Well, it was What's for Dinner, and then it was Corn.
I think it has to be said that way, too. Corn.
Corn. So I kind of...
You get Carol Channing to say it. Quang. I don't know how she would say that. Join us next week for more Illuminated Appeal. In the meantime, you can go to our website, which is T-Bone?
www.myspace.com/limitedappeal.
Well, that's not our website, but you can go there.
That's close enough.
That's one of our websites, kind of.
Okay.
No, it's a page.
Close music.
Or limitedappeal.net is ours.
Yeah. Sorry.
That's all right.
Yeah.
Close enough.
At this stage, we'll take it.
All right, fuck you guys, I'm out of here.
In case you were expecting something.
this is what you get. Oh.
Whoa!
Where
Who was that?
I don't know.
It was Carol Channing.
Thanks, Carol.
This is what you get.